because you just opened the meeting.
I need to do that.
But that's
not
with that. So you just declare the meeting. You can do the acknowledgement if you wish.
Good evening, everyone. I declare the meeting open. Apologies and leave of absence.
Apology from Councillor Malick this evening, Mr. Mayor.
Declaration of any pecuniary interest or other interest or conflict of interest of any councillor?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Pursuant to Section 77B, I have a conflict of perceived conflict of interest with the Bill Kale Reserve in Nelson South.
Thank you. Presentation of staff reports. 3.1.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Sorry, Mr. Shannon.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, I'm pleased to present this report and the following two reports which relate to the proposed award of contracts for the upgrade of three parks in the municipality. Council will be aware that as part of the round three of the State Government Growing Suburbs funding, Council received significant funding which included funding for the upgrade of these specific reserves, and that piece of funding for each project was matched by Council. So in relation to the existing park at the Arnolds Creek Reserve, that Council will be aware there's an existing recreation reserve, school and community facility located within this estate, and there's one piece of land within the reserve that is yet to be upgraded, and that is this particular site. Council received $300,000 through the Growing Suburbs Fund for this project, which was matched by Council, so a budget of $600,000 exists for this project. For each of the three projects, there was an expression of interest process called for appropriate contractors to undertake the works, and following that, a short list of contractors was derived. The particular works proposed within the Arnolds Creek estate are described on page 5 and includes installation of playground equipment, barbecue and picnic facilities, park furniture, landscaping, concrete and gravel footpaths, and maintenance, an ongoing period of maintenance of the associated landscaping. The tenders for the project were opened on the 23rd of July and closed in August. Three tender submissions were received, and attached as appendix number one is an evaluation of each of those tender submissions. Mr. Mayor, I'm pleased to advise that the recommended contractor for this project, which is within budget, is the ULS Group, which is recommended be awarded the project for $513,029. It's intended that the project would be completed by the end of this financial year, in April, which meets the deadlines of the state government requirements for this project. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Sherman. Does any council require any further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I noticed that on page 5, concrete and gravel footpaths. From what I understand in construction industry, the concrete footpaths do deteriorate, and when they do, it's a rip out and replace, which are at cost. Should we not look at a soft gravel Lilydale topping component, which is easily maintained and obviously doesn't need the upgrade maintenance of concrete?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, there's a couple of reasons why there's a combination of paths proposed in this contract. Firstly, in terms of the wider reserve, there is a significant network already of existing concrete paths, and it's true that over time they do deteriorate, but they generally have quite a long life. And the reason concrete paths are on the key network within the reserve, and all reserves for that matter, is to enable ease of access. So if you have a wheelchair or bicycles or prams and the like, it's much easier to navigate those when you're on concrete. There's some areas, though, that are less formal, where you would typically have mulch or more likely gravel. So there's a combination of both proposed here, but it has had regard to the mobility requirements of those people who would be using the specific paths. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Any further clarification, councillors? Do I have a mover?
Hello. Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy to move the recommendation, but with your indulgence, could I please remain seated for the rest of the meeting, because my ego's bruised, but my foot's even bruised.
Sorry, I'm Councillor Ramsey. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by...
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor DeSantis. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item number 3.2, contract 19/008, construction of Brocade Reserve redevelopment.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. As pursuant to 77B of the Local Government Act, I declare a conflict of interest with the conflict of interest declaration form.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy.
Doesn't it work? You're being locked out.
Mr. Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This tender recommendation, Mr. Mayor, relates to the upgrade of the Bill Cahill Reserve in Melton South, and the process that I've described for the earlier contract applies here in terms of the process of expressions of interest and tender evaluation. The budget for this project is also $600,000, $300,000 of which was received from the state government through the Growing Suburbs Fund. Council undertook a consultation process, as we did with the previous project, with local residents. This occurred on the 24th of March to seek elicit local input into the upgrade of this reserve, which is in bad need of in significant need of upgrade. Following that process, Mr. Mayor, the tender was advertised and an evaluation was undertaken as detailed in Appendix Number 1. The project has specific milestones that it needs to meet as set out by the State Government through the Growing Suburbs Fund, which includes the appointment of a contractor this evening. It's intended that the works will be completed by April of next year, which again is in line with the benchmark setting in place by the State Government. And accordingly, Mr. Mayor, I'm pleased to recommend that the contract be awarded to Ace Landscaping Services for the sum described on page 10 in the recommendation, point number 1. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Shine. Does any council require any further clarification? Do I have a mover?
Mr. Mayor.
A motion?
You can get it. I'd like to move this, thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor DeSantis.
And I second it. I'd like to second it.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item number 3.3, contract number 19/013, construction of the Hannah Watts Park upgrade. Mr. Shannon.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report relates
Mr. Mayor, if I could, I'd stand up. Can I move a procedural motion that we adopt the recommendations as stated, but also include the wording as in options on page 20 to award the tender as presented, and also include an extension of the toilet block from 3 to 6 unisex cubicles, estimated additional cost to $55,000.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey with an alteration. Do I have a seconder?
I'll second that.
The alteration motion. Moved by Councillor Ramsey, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion?
Mr. Mayor, can I just clarify something? This is already over budget. So, Councillor Ramsey is saying to add another $55,000 on top of it already being over budget. Okay.
Correct.
Well, I'll oppose that.
Well, we're going to debate. Councillor Ramsay.
My reasoning for wanting to add the additional 55,000 is the Hannah Watts Park upgrade is in need of a lot of underground work, which has seen the item blow, or the contract blow out of proportion. What I don't want to see is our families be disadvantaged by not having the six cubicles there in any shape or form. The cubicles that are there currently are way under what's required, especially on after hours, on weekdays and on weekends. And I think we need to look at it seriously at this point, at letting the contract. It's 55,000. It can be catered for in next year's budget. It doesn't need to be catered for in this year's budget. And so I'd like to see it included.
Councillor Ramsay. Councillor Carlin.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I just have concerns with this one as it is already over budget. When we speak about toilets, I mean, there was a number of councillors that opposed toilets being put in parks that did need toilets, that still don't have toilets. There's quite a few large parks that we have in our municipality that are still in need of toilets that don't have them. I'd like to see this project, perhaps, because it's so over budget, maybe re-looked at and try to, you know, tone it down a little bit, see what we can do without or not as grand. But, yeah, Mr. Mayor, I'll go against this one just because of how much extra it is over the budget.
Thank you. Councillor Hardy.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The reason why I'm supportive of this project and the upgrade is we have $75,000 in contingencies. The contingency fund, by the way, is not to be used for anything else except for that is lifetime and services that haven't been identified. The toilets are necessary, as this is part of the major upgrade to Hannah Watts, and we're putting a lot of time and effort into ensuring there is sufficiency of facilities. The facilities, the primary function is the toilets, and given that every time we hold functions there, we actually hire other toilets. This will take permanency. These will be permanent. So there will be no need to add costs when we do run functions throughout the year. So, Mr. Mayor, yes, I know it's over budget, but it's one of those primary responsibilities of the council to supply facilities, and toilets are at the top end of the need. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Does any other council wish to speak on this issue?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a comment. In regards to Hannah Watts Park, it's actually used for a larger functions such as the Keep Australia Beautiful campaign, Christmas carols and the DJ festival. I'm just wondering whether the other parks that Councillor Carley talks about have any of those events to that capacity of attendance from the Melton community.
I think that was a statement, not a question. Councillor Ramsay, does any other council wish to speak? Councillor Ramsay, do you wish to sum up?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I am totally across what my fellow councillors are trying to say. And yes, I'd love everything to be kept under budget, but when you've got a lot of underground stuff that needs to be upgraded and maintained, budgets blow out. This is our largest regional park in Melton. We spent $280,000 on putting a toilet in a local park with only four objectors. Now, at the end of the day, we've got hundreds of people here on weekends, and I think this is the right time to implement that into the budget and have it highlighted that we need at least six, if not more. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Ramsay. So I have an alternate motion moved by Councillor Ramsay, seconded by Councillor Hardy. All those in favour of the motion? The club motion carried. Those against?
I call for a division, Mr. Mayor.
Division called. All those in favour? Councillor Ramsay, Councillor Michelle Mendez, Councillor DeSantis, Councillor Hardy, Councillor Kesich, Councillor Turner opposed the motion. Councillor Carley, Councillor Bushy. Thank you. I declare the motion carried. 3.4, contract number 19/001, McPherson's Park Redevelopment Stage 1. Ms. Cromarie, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the purpose of this report is approval for the award contract for McPherson Park Redevelopment Stage 1. McPherson Park is Council's primary regional sports and recreation reserve located 6 kilometres north of Melton Township in Harkness. This project includes new sports pavilion, multi-purpose synthetic field, netball court, car parking, entry road, landscaping improvements and services infrastructure. Council was successful in gaining $2 million in the state government funding from the Department of Environmental, Land and Water and Planning through the Growing Suburbs Fund to contribute towards the McPherson Redevelopment Stage 1 project. AFL Victoria will also contribute $100,000. And the council went through the expression of interest process, and a total of 5 tender submissions were received and assessed on the basis of the evaluation criteria described in the tender documents. The McPherson Park Redevelopment Stage 1 project requires an overall budget of $12,321,287. I hope I said that right. The project will be funded from council, the Victorian Government's Growing Suburbs Funds and AFL Victoria. This project has also applied for additional funding through the Federal Government Community Support Infrastructure Grant Program and the Sport and Recreation Victoria Major Facilities Program in an effort to reduce the cost to council. The councillors, I put forward the recommendation for council to award the contract to the Lord Group for the fixed sum amount of $11,219,916. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Cromarie. Does any councillor require any further clarification?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Hardy.
Thank you very much. Luke, if you can help me out. The contingency fund at $350,000 is a considerable amount. And as you've already explained, it is based over the whole development. What I'd like to see is an update regularly on the use of the contingency fund, if it is at all used, to ensure there's not a duplication on stage 2, 3, 4 and 5. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Hardy. Any further clarification, councillors? Do I have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move it, Mr. Mayor.
Moved by Councillor Mendes, seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 3.5, contract 19/004, Fraser Rise Children's and Community Centre.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the purpose of this report is to seek approval for the award of the contract for Fraser Ride Children's and Community Centre. The project will deliver children's room, flexible space and community groups and training neighbourhood house spaces, maternal child health offices, consulting suites and change rooms and netball for netball and soccer. Council was successful in gaining two $1.6 million grants for this project, $1.6 million from the state government and $1.6 million for Growing Suburbs Fund grant. Developer contribution funding will contribute a total of $5.624,271 to this project to provide the total cost, the total project budget of $8,824,271. A total of 5 tender submissions were received and assessed on the basis of the evaluation criteria as outlined in the documents. Councillors, I put forward the recommendation to award the contract for the Fraser Rides Community Centre for the amount of $6,527,523. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does any council require any further clarification?
Sorry, I jumped. I would like to move this one.
Hold on a second. Does any council require any further clarification? Can I have a mover for the motion?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Sorry, I jumped again. I would like to
Councillor Kesich.
Thank you.
Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'll second it, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Mendes. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. 3.6, contract 19/009, construction of entry, children's and community hub. Ms. Cromery again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, sorry. Can I just move that we move a motion that this item be put and we accept officer recommendations, please?
Moved by Councillor Bushy. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
Mr. Mayor, I would like to second it. Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Bushy, seconded by Councillor Kesich. Does any councillor oppose? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 3.7, contract number 19/011, Kurrenjang Community Hub. Ms. Kumari again.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Councillors, the purpose of this report is to seek approval for the contract for the Kurrenjang Community Hub. Council is committed to building a shared community hub in Kurrenjang in partnership with Kurrenjang Primary School and the Victorian Department of Education and Training through the Victorian School Building Authority. The project will deliver flexible space for community groups, a staff office and meeting room, teaching kitchen, classroom, dining room and teaching garden. Community use of this facility will be shared with students from the Kurrenjang Primary School under the terms of a community joint use agreement between Council and the Department of Education and Training and Victorian Schools Building Authority. Council was successful in gaining $2.35 million of funding through the shared facilities funding to contribute towards the Kurrenjang Community Hub. The detailed design tender document, a total of 4 tender submissions were received and assessed on the basis of the evaluation criteria described in the tender documents. Councillor, I put forward to you the recommendation that Council award the contract of construction of Kurrenjang Community Hub submitted for a sum of $2,678,543. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Does any Councillor require any further clarification? Do you have a mover for the motion?
I'd like to move that, Mr. Mayor, if I could.
Moved by Councillor Ramsey. Do you have a seconder?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd love to second that.
Seconded by Councillor Hardy. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? Declare the motion carried. Item 3.8, contract number 19/015, design services for Ainsbury Recreation Reserve.
Mr. Mayor, could I just move that the motion be put and the recommendations adopted? Thank you.
Moved by Councillor Carley. Do you have a seconder for the motion?
I'd like to second that, Mr. Mayor.
Seconded by Councillor Ramsey. Does any councillor oppose the motion? All those in favour? I declare the motion carried. So, official, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you for coming and appreciate your attendance.
Thank you. Have a nice day.